Your grandparents, your grandfather came from Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Did he ever say that?
That's where he come from, Georgia.
Did he ever call it a Georgia buggy?
Oh, I've heard that a many times.
Have
yes,
you?
Sir. Uh-huh. Sure have. Many times.
What would you put in, what would you buy to put in a revolver, to load a revolver?
We call them cottages.
And were they pretty? Were they pretty expensive?
No, sir, not at that time.
They didn't cost so.
No, sir.
Everybody could afford it.
That's right.
And how about what would you use if you were going to drive a post in the ground? What would you use for that?
I'd call them. Some of them say a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Don't call them mold.
I see. That'd be made of iron, would it?
Some made out of iron, and then some you make yourself out of wood, out of tree, you know.
And they're both called sledgehammers?
Both called out of mold.
Oh, I see. The wood.
Wood's a mold.
Be the mold.
Yes, and sledgehammer's that iron.
I see.
Yes.
And how about fences? Do you remember any fences that go across a field like this? One log and another one and then this and this and this and build up that way. Do you remember those?
Yes.
What did you call those?
I'd call them log fence.
Log. I've heard some other people tell me that they called them worm fences, rail fences, worm fences.
Well, let's see, they call them that too. I know that too. Uh-huh. Some call them fence rail, rail fence.
But when you were young, you just called them, you called them most of the time a log fence.
Yes.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And log house, you know.
Like a log house.
Yes.
How about the fence that you have around a garden, maybe made of sticks like this? Would you call that a paling fence?
Well, that's and some of them put around the yard too, call it paling.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You drive them, you know.
I see.
What a fro.
I see. You drive the fro in and
yes.
Pull it out.
Mash down that hound, you and get that paling.
How big would the palings be?
Well, some of them be about three, about 2 inches, three.
Pretty
yes,
small.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And when was the first wire fence, do you remember?
Well, the first wire fence I can remember, to my knowing, was put up is back in. I believe it was in about 1916, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
How were they, would you tell me how they put them up and how they were built?
Well, they had a wagon. And two men get in that wagon with the mules to it. And one set the fence, posted. And they up in that morning. One hit that big, one hit that.
Back and forth.
Get that down and drive it to another.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that down, then they get the wire, throw some wire stretches. You know, that's what they tighten it with.
A wire stretcher?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And was this wire, did it have sharp things on it?
Yes, they called it barbed wire.
And how often? About every foot?
The barbs on it. No, sir, they're not that far apart.
Oh, they're not?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. I'd say about 6-8 inches.
Oh, pretty close.
Yes, that's Bobby, yes, sir.
Pretty close.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever make any of these rail fences, you remember, or log fences?
No, sir, I never did make any log fences, but I see them make them.
Mm-hmm. When you were coming